Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, February the 18th, 49th day of the new year. We're back to Talk Shop. No, we're not. We're starting. We're back because she took Monday off and stuff. I know it's a legal holiday. Okay. Does that mean you guys take the day off? Or do you really take the day off? Or is everybody in working either at the home office or in the shop?
Yeah, you just don't have people answering the phones at the general phones. You don't have people in the offices, but people like us don't stop. Unfortunately, I guess that's fortunate.
So you're not pestered.
Well, actually,
which is okay. I mean, it makes a ton of sense.
I gotta tell you about a phone call I got, which was complaining about the fact that the assessor and the tax collector and nobody were answering the phones, and what was going on, and how come we weren't serving. And so, luckily, I was there to answer the phone and say, "Well, guess what? This is what's happening."
Was it a day off or was it a weekend?
It was a day off.
Okay. This afternoon, we'll talk about Measure Z, how that's progressing. Also, we'll get some update on the general plan, as there was a meeting last Monday, week ago Monday. Yeah. Anyway, since last we got together, there was some discussion about the general plan. We can talk a little bit about that. And Samoa might be seeing some progress also. We'll talk about that as well when we return.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see. Who do we have here that's really exciting? Ah, there's an old Irish saying. You want that?
I do.
You sure?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But I'll just walk out there.
You're sympathetic, okay, to the cause. Quote, strife is better than loneliness. Unquote. That's what it said.
I thought you said strife is better than Lolitas, but it's loneliness. I agree with that.
A little bit of feedback is always good.
It depends on the kind of strife, I guess. if you want to get philosophical, loneliness could be a strife in and of itself.
Okay, then let's back it up and do this one. Unknown. Truth is the safest lie. How's that?
Oh, no, I like that one. Yeah. I like that
one. You can quote anonymous on that one.
I'll say that to Brian Williams.
Just as a quick tangent, are you stunned at how many people are caring about it and what the longevity of that story is? I mean, I look at it and go, okay, he was stupid. He got caught. Yeah, he should be fired. Next. But boy, the lamenting and the, he's a good guy and he did it. I'm sorry. You know, if Cronkite was cheating on his wife, it would have been the same thing. If you find out, you're gone. I mean, that veneer, I guess, of independence and of truth is gone. Well, once it's gone, you don't build that back.
That is so true. And I think that it should be a wake-up call for anybody who injects themselves into the story. I think it's become a trend. As a journalist, I find it a little bit offensive. You know, you're there to bring the facts and hopefully help people understand what's going on in the world and not to be making stories about yourself. But unfortunately, celebrity is a very big deal on TV. I mean, it's the person, it's what they look like, it's all about them. And, you might be a good...
Well, entertainer is cool.
Yeah. An entertainer...
But a news presenter is
especially when you say you're, like, representing trust. You know, you can trust us. That's not
so
good.
The thing that I kind of look at it with this, too, Estelle... Okay, she used to be a news gal, and I kind of quasi-something or another here, whatever it is. Yeah. The thing that I get most perturbed about is that NBC knew about it. I'm sorry, if there's no water around the hotel and you see a body floated by, end of story. It's over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, fact check it. In theory, everything gets fact checked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two independent sources, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
there's no water around the hotel and you're doing that. What? So I kind of look at NBC a partner in this whole situation also.
Well, I'd say that's probably why they were very, very quick to have a lot of very, very intense meetings after that. They had quite a few. And
didn't call you as a replacement, huh?
No, that's okay. Yeah, I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You like the sanity of being a supervisor.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Or
been
even
drinking
a local
heavily
journalist.
Again, huh? There must be an Irish saying in there somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. And then you have somebody, you know, like Bob Simon, who is kind of more on the ground, tell the story kind of guy. And I thought it was kind of interesting, the juxtaposition of those two major journalists, you know, within a few days.
I heard the CBS updates that we had, I think it was starting about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, Bob Simon, okay, generation after Murrow's Boys had all rotated out. Standards were a little bit different, I mean, certainly with Rather, I mean, it was a different ballgame then. But he was one of the guys that was above it all and could have been one of the Murrow boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something got lost with him that isn't going to be replaced by some of the more current people that feel like they do need to project themselves in and be part of the story.
Yeah, and I would put the challenge out to any budding journalist, you know, why don't you go for that quality? Why don't you go for actually really getting a good, strong story out there that doesn't have all the bells and whistles? I think that you could build up a wonderful career that way.
Oh, I've had the thought that there should be networks. You know, you talk about market opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a market opportunity for a straight-on Bill Paley, CBS News of the old days news network.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought
we
were going to get.
But it probably wouldn't sell.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And, you know, that's where the game gets played. If you don't have TV as part of it now, you're kind of left outside anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to talking shop. We'll get down to the basics here when we come back. KINS News and Information Times 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, Measure Z is something that I think is going to get more and more attention, I guess, as things occur. And my supposition is it's not going to be getting the excitement when the group comes in with their recommendations. I think it's going to happen when there's dollar signs and people are saying, how much money did they get?
Yeah.
How come I didn't get some of the? How come my area?
Oh, I know.
Okay, so information management is going to be part of the challenge here. How do you see the committee in process?
Well, I think that obviously that's up for the committee themselves in terms of how they're going to do it. But I strongly advise them to, you know, take it deliberately. They don't have that much time, but they do need to deliberate and they do need to balance and they do need to not jump from one thing to another. And then they got to remember why people voted for this in the first place. That's the key issue right there. Because everybody in the world is going to want some of that money, especially as they hear that it's more than the $6 million and all of that. And we need to be wise about it, because I think we've got a golden opportunity here to set something good in motion. Because if we've got a community that is secure, reliable, with reliable law enforcement, reliable emergency response, etc., we will be a more attractive community. People will feel safer. Some of the issues that have been plaguing us that make this an unattractive community will hopefully be dealt with in a better way. So all of this is a foundation for what I think is a way better future for us.
So your goal for Measure Z is to take care of the drug culture that's been infesting Humboldt County.
Oh, my God, that's one of them for sure. I mean, that has been the...
That's such a huge target. You think it's possible?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm a part of the methamphetamine legislative subcommittee out of that meeting regarding the methamphetamine, and we're looking at facts as we think about how we can change policies or get some legislation going to address the legislation that we already have to deal with, which is AB 109 and Prop 47. But I think that one of the things that was interesting to me is how much methamphetamine comes across the border into this state every year. It is gigantic.
You want to have, it was a real eye-opener. I don't know if you caught the show or not when Chief Mills was on, not this time, but the previous. So it would be, it was like on a Thursday. We did a special show about just drugs. I mean, I'm just so stupid.
Oh, yes. I haven't heard it, but I've bookmarked it because I talked to somebody who heard it, and they said it was one of the best shows ever heard.
Some of the information he was sharing was like mind-boggling about meth and about Chinese, not Mexican, China. I'm still trying to wrap around it. I think we got probably have to have a couple more gatherings before I can really grasp all the stuff that he was talking about. But it's amazing to me how meth has gotten traction. It's gotten traction here locally, as well as the heroin and the marijuana and everything else, and this safe haven that we seem to have developed.
Well, I think we've been overwhelmed, and part of that is budgetary, and that's why I like Measure Z as a response. It's a proactive statement. I know, you know, even the sheriff himself has said he doesn't like extra taxes and all that, but this is the community saying, you know what, we've had enough. We have to do something. And so I do think that this will be helpful, and I've seen it already.
Do you think the state will be looking to see if this works? Not the taxing part. They got the taxing part all figured out.
Yeah, they know too much.
Yeah, the pros don't need to be looking at us for that. But if there is some traction, if there is some pushback, if there is some normalizing of our community because of this, could this be an incubator for the rest of the state to look at and then start to try to replicate whatever is put into effect? If it does start to get traction, do you think it's going to be seen as an example?
Well, I certainly, if it is successful, and I am pretty sure it is, I will not be shy about talking about it. And I know that those kind of things do get the attention of the state. You know, if you see successes, if you see numbers changing, all of that, they really resonate. And I would love to be. I would love Humboldt County to be that kind of an example. I mean, just think about it. It would be amazing.
You would say the pro-capital would be the way to deal with some of the challenges of society today.
Exactly. And I really do think that we have gotten serious about it as a community, you know. And I admire both the Sheriff's Department and certainly Chief Mills for recognizing it and beginning to look. And I like what's happening with Eureka, you know, taking that approach of bringing in all the stakeholders and figuring out, okay, community-oriented policing. What does that look like, and how can it be successful? We can address it, but we can't just give up.
Probation doesn't get much attention. Of course, they're not going to in this segment either because we've run out of time. So probation, when we come back. KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the concept of the general plan, Measure Z, Dandy, I had a chance to talk to a couple of the probation guys, and it was interesting for me to hear, and this wasn't Damiano on the top, it was mid-level guys, and they said, you know, we're not really anticipating on a dime until it comes in.
Yeah.
And then it's going to take us 2-3 months to find folks because they go through the same processes that a lot of the others do. And I was thinking, as it's kind of common knowledge what the expected dollars are going to be for sheriff, the expected dollars are going to be for probation, the expected dollars are going to be for fire. Would that be a management strategy you would recommend to probation, is to wait when you get the money, and then 3 months later we start to see the change? Or, because, you know, these guys had said, you know, they're already frozen positions. They're trying to backfill some open positions they have, so they're kind of feeling a little confused, I guess, about what to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that makes sense. But if everybody else is gearing up, and we want, you know, these guys to hit the ground running in July, you really don't want to wait too long.
Yeah, I really admire what the sheriff is doing. You know, I mean, he's been very, very clear that he can't hire people until he's, he absolutely has the sign-off on that. But he is already addressed, he's already changed the patrolling pattern. You can tell that the department is positioning itself for a new and increased model. I think that anybody who's in safety world should be thinking along those lines. Now, I'm not in Mr. Damiano's job, so I don't know what that entails per se, but I certainly think that the sheriff is representing law enforcement on the committee, and it might be worth a while to talk with him, and I'm sure that conversation may be happening. But yeah, of course, you want to, it is tricky, no doubt about it, because we don't know yet what it's going to come out like. But clearly, the community has said public safety is number one.
Oh, I just thought of the irony.
What?
Yeah, if it would have started March 1st, there would probably be another $1 million.
No,
because
kidding.
Of all the pot farmers buying all the soil amendments and all the supplies
no
and stuff.
No kidding.
And March to be out there, and in April, half of it's already been done.
Oh my God, somebody already complained to me just the other day about the increase in soil trucks. So yeah,
it's happening.
You've got your finger on the pulse, Brian.
Oh,
yeah, that is pretty ironic.
Boy, I could have had some fun with that for the last 3 or 4 months if I would have thought of that one earlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does seem like there, you know, that's a fairly steady market throughout the season. So there are some.
Yeah,
there still be lots more going on. I'm
sure.
Yeah,
plenty of opportunities.
Yeah. But
is there a concern? Because there are some shops that are just over the state line, or state line, geez, listen to me, the county line, that are not as pricey. That there will be some leakage into Mendocino County, because they've got probably more than what we have got as far as the supplying vendors for that industry. 10 minutes down the road, 15 minutes, half an hour, which, you know, if you're buying $10 worth, no. But if you're buying $50,000, $100,000, yeah, that's another that's a chunk of money that could be saved or pocketed. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure those folks would be just as pleased to deliver as anybody else would.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any thought that that might happen, or is that not really in play at this point?
I don't think it's in play. I mean, my personal take on it is this. First of all, if it's another industry that is paying all sorts of taxes itself, then yes, maybe. If it's an industry that's already, in large part, black market, and an industry that increasingly actually is welcoming the idea of being regulated as we go forward to 2016, I've heard so many people say they're happy to pay the tax. So it makes people, you know, feel
kind of like supporting
better.
Local.
Yeah, right. But yeah. Support local, spend the tax. The tax will in turn bring the safer environment. I think that generally speaking, no, I can't speak for anybody in these situations, but I can say what I've heard, and what I've heard is tax us. We want to be real. So I, you know, to see the thought of somebody taking a semi-load of business out of Humboldt County would be a bit distressing, to say the least.
Well, that's okay. As long as Richardson's Grove is still screwed up, they can't move those big trucks through there anyway,
right? That's exactly true.
Gee.
Oh, wow, the silver lining.
Maybe that's what they're thinking about by keeping it as it is. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sure. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Estelle Fennell.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. What?
What?
You're looking like you're stunned. I can tell time. General plan update. I know there's a whole bunch of goofy things that you guys are dealing with and,
yes.
and having fun with. And
mm-hmm.
you know, Ryan was actually excited about it last week.
I am, too. I think we are making... I actually heard a little bit of what Ryan had to say on the news, and I agree. We, you know, yeah, sure, you want to go in. I want to get this done. We do want to get it done, but we are getting it done right. We're unturning a lot of things that just didn't make sense, and I'm glad that we're doing that because... Overall, it's going to be a lot better in the long run. And I feel badly for people who have been told for a long time, yeah, just wait because then this will be done and then everything will be handy and you won't have to do a general plan amendment. And then they're waiting beyond 10 years.
Waiting. Yeah.
it's tough, but we're working as much as we can with people.
You had shared before the show that there was an element for the Samoa area.
Yes.
That was discussed. And I know a lot of us got really excited when Lane and Danny and their outfit purchased the town.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to stay local. Now, whether it was going to be turned into a tourist thing or something else, okay, fine. It sounded like it was going to have progress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you drive through Samoa now and... You know, progress must be happening in very small, tiny steps because you don't see a lot. And what you do see tends to be not a positive development, mm-hmm. but a negative. You know,
yeah.
some of the stuff that's going on, the infrastructure, the maintenance, things of that nature. With the general plan element that you guys talked about
mm-hmm.
and worked with, is that something that allows them to do their project a little bit easier? Is this in combination with what? How does that fit in with what their plans were for Samoa?
Well, what they had to do actually was to do an amendment because the plan that they got the sign off on said that they had to do a wastewater treatment before they did the housing. But you know how Danco is. They're very, very good at getting funding, and they identified it $3.5 million pot of gold, if you will, that they could use to go ahead with housing, but it has to be done now. And so we flipped it around and changed the requirements, and it's okay, apparently, with the Coastal Commission as well. So now they can go ahead and start on the project. So you're going to see a lot of change very quickly.
We're going to be hearing noises and seeing
things
happen.
Yeah, a lot.
Stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of housing going up.
Is there another project that the county is, I guess, the oversight entity for
mm-hmm.
that could also benefit from something similar to what Samoa will be benefiting from?
There was one. In fact, Ryan made mention of it, that there was an application from his district, but he really said that he thought this was actually a better project, and he was happy that they got it. And, you know, I mean, you do have to look at the concerns that people brought up about the wastewater treatment and all of that. But the bottom line is this... This, and I did bring that question up, but the bottom line is this project will now be able to move forward where, as you said, we've just been sitting around and waiting and waiting. I think it's been in the works for 9 years or something like that. And so here we go. We finally will be able to sign off on it. And I understand that by getting those funds to go forward with the affordable housing aspect of it, they will have the money to deal with the wastewater treatment. So there's winners all the way around.
So it will be interesting. It will be challenging, certainly, to get things done. But you're feeling pretty hopeful that there will be progress.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's about all you can hope for on a Wednesday.
Yeah, with two more days to go.
When's the next hearing for the general plan?
Next Monday.
Okay. Yeah. So pretty much as long as business is open, you're meeting on Mondays? Or is it every other Monday?
every other Monday, kind of. And then, it depends.
Kind of, sort of.
No,
that works.
But once we get to this stage, we'll be doing, the other thing we talked about at the last one is just how much noticing we'll do for the mapping, and we are going to do a lot.
Thanks for coming by. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.